This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
And I see it in every shape and size. From crazy hedge fund gal who makes $88 trillion a year and she just loves that game and it's about the money and it's the point, and mazel tov, good for her. Like, she just loves the accumulation of wealth as a hedge fund runner, to $39,000 a year, you know, works in a corporation, loves that stability of 9 to 5, loves 3 weeks vacation, loves half day Fridays in the summer, loves being the coach of both sons' soccer and softball teams, loves like doing a very tedious job, loves it, loves. It's the fuck, there's nothing more important than loving the process. There's just nothing else. Everything, the reason so many people are making money online now is because there's a way to love the process of your process and make money, because the internet created that infrastructure. In the same way that blockchain will create peer-to-peer transactions that keep the transactions and money to people, that's what technologies do. They change everything. Like, there used to not be planes, guys. Like, I just don't know. Like, I don't understand how people don't understand this. Like, you weren't born in America, and like nobody knew anything about Asia in this country until like 30 years ago. Like, it's, you know, like there was no sushi in fucking America 25, 30 years ago. So anyway, nonetheless, that's great, bro. Like, honestly. Like, it's funny, I'm going through the same thing, guys. Like, I don't think people understand why the sneaker thing is happening or the stuff that I'm about to do over the next 3-4 years. I love selling stuff. It's fun. Like, the idea of buying something, I love selling, but I love selling actual stuff more than I like selling. Like, I don't like selling VaynerMedia's services. I do not get a high. I had a great meeting yesterday. I probably sold something yesterday for $7 million. Like, in fee. You know, I'll staff it and we'll have five against that. I'll make $2 million profit. Not fun. Like when we do a one-off t-shirt on my Instagram swipe up, like, when, you know, like, I always wonder if like people understand me. Like, that's the high. Like, hey, we sold $3,000 worth of t-shirt. I'm like, yeah. You know, 57 people have that t-shirt. That's cool.
Do you feel that because like you feel like your brand's getting out there, or like?
No, not with 57 people. One Instagram post, you know. First, there's a couple things. First, it's so humbling that in the same way that I want to wear a Macho Man t-shirt, that you got, like, that's, it's cool to be like this human. It's just interesting. It's cool that your friends think this is cool. Like, it's like it's so, back to like not getting too high, like all the nice things you guys said. For, it's funny that like somebody, two comments in a row, this happens all the time to me, like literally two comments in a row in an Instagram or a YouTube post. Jesus Christ, Gary, you're like Jesus, right? Next post. This guy is so full of shit, he's saying nothing. Nothing ever. Right behind each other. They both grew through me the same way. Yeah, like, we could go to my last post, I guarantee they're both in there. I just don't hear it. I don't hear it, because I'm in my process. So back to my answer, no. I think my crescendo, like my most calm, because I'm an operator too. Like, when I hear big company, where I get scared is I'm like, I hope that kid understands the skill set it takes to be an operator. Yeah. Not a creator, not a seller, an operator is very different, which I was blessed with as well. And there's no question the underestimated part of my career. I don't think people understand what I actually do. Services. This is fucking intense. You know how many this business does 150 million with 800 people? You know how many businesses do 700 million with 43? This is not a good business. This is hard. But that's okay. I know why I'm doing it. And I'm doing it because when I buy a wine brand or a sneaker brand, when I buy K-Swiss, and 52% of the people here now are K-Swiss, and K-Swiss actually becomes Nike or Adidas, like, that's why I'm doing it. I think it's strategy. I think personal development done right is actually strategy. It's like having, like, being optimistic is actually just, it's actually why I'm poking a little bit, like, I wanna get some, like, to me, when somebody's winning, You quantifying anything that's a negative is so important because you want to put them in the right shelves.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, what are the right ones?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I still, like, I know, you know, there's a big difference of, like, remembering everything, you know, versus contextual. Like for my father, it's hard. He, like, he doesn't get over things. And I watch it, yeah. And I could sense it, you know?
Yeah.
You have to, because you have so much more upside then. Yeah. So, you know, I think my thing is I run hot and cold, I run high and low, I pull from opposite directions. What I like about you is I think you understand mentality, but then you also do. When I hear personal development and motivation, I get scared because I see a world. Whenever I do a keynote with Tony Robbins, I'm doing some events, I genuinely believe that audience skews towards not doing. I genuinely do. I think they go to that conference to get motivated, check the box, a version of paying somebody to be in their mastermind. I'm doing something. No, you're not. And I genuinely think that that's why I'm a lightning bolt in a lot of ways as a personal, and like it comes from like there's people have very different and like passionate reactions to me because I'm doing something fundamentally different. I really am. I believe in that mentality, strategy, you know? But fuck, man, you better work.
Absolutely.
If you want, you don't have to work. You have to know yourself. But like, nobody's building a $1 million business on some trick or shortcut.
It's crazy how much just comes when you put yourself out there. Just the doors open.
To me, it's always about execution. It's my same thesis on names. When people are like, what should the name of my thing be? I'm always like, it won't matter if you can execute.
I'm faking it till you make it. Back in university, I picked up Illustrator. I was never doing the homework. I was just doing skills on the side, like learning Adobe, like
yep.
This or that. And basically, York went on strike, the school I was going to, for 3 months. And I decided I wasn't going back. I dropped out. I basically had been using Adobe Illustrator for 6 weeks, and I went to a job interview. And everything they said, I was just like, yeah, I can do that, no problem. I wrote it all down, and I like went
to me, brother, that's a little bit different than somebody going on. Here's what I I'll tell you what fake it to make it is. A kid rents a tuxedo, goes to his uncle's best friend's house. Rents a Lamborghini, drives it to that house, pays some Instagram models to come and be in bikinis, and then say, this is my life, and you can do this too if you pay me $6,000 to teach you how.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Or like borrowing, like, I've literally had people say, Gary Vee, you can help me. I read a lot of shit. Gary Vee, you can really help me. I need your help. And the next line says, if you lend me $10,000, I'll give it right back to you. And so once in a while, I'll play a little bit, and I'll be like, for what? They're like, I know you hate it, but I'd love to take a picture with it.
When you get where you want to go, and you have hard choices to make, the things that motivated me before kind of don't motivate me now.
Of course.
So is this ever something that you struggled with, and do you have any advice?
Oh, I don't think it's a struggle. I think it's an accomplishment. If you're in a place where you're motivated by something, do you know how many people live 88 years of their lives motivated by money and never get away from it because they never achieved the money?
Right. Interesting.
You know how many people are motivated by the chase of fame for 92 years of their life and never stop because they never got famous?
Right.
Like this is such a fun, this is what this is about.
Yeah.
That is such a subtle terminology shift. You've been looking at it as a negative.
Yeah.
It's a massive positive.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said,
I apologize, but I want to frame it for you.
Yeah.
Like I'm secretly worried that I'm going to get to a place where I'm not going to care anything about business and it's the love of my life.
Right.
I mean, if I was going to be some run, you know?
Oh yeah.
It gets weird. Like, you know, of course you don't get motivated by the same things. That's a great accomplishment, brother, especially at this young of an age.
Thank you. Like I said, in my 20s, I defined myself by the grind, and I was totally okay with that for the rest of my life. I remember talking to, like, my friends are like, where are you going with this? Like, how are you ever gonna make a ton of money from, like, graphic designing, working with these startups, and I'm just like, I just love it. I love like learning new things, discovering new people.
It's also,
like,
there's
I
also,
could have done that for 50 years.
There's also, did you also have the feeling of like, there's also an amazing part when you feel like you know something and a lot of other people don't know it, and then like, and you genuinely believe. Like, there's an incredible feeling of accomplishment when you know the unveil. I mean, I got ragged on so heavily for starting a YouTube show.
Right.
Like, made fun of for starting a website. Like got so much snarky comments of starting an agency.
Of course.
Writing a book, speaking, starting a sneaker. Like, everything I do, I get made fun of, even now. It's a different level of people that are making fun of you. It's a different, you know, it's somebody, you know, it's the best. It's my preference. I like the booze much more than the cheers.